الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before discussing our topic today, just a reminder, tonight is the 27th night of Ramadan for us here. So let us make Qadr. It is Laylatul Qadr, and let us make Qadr, let us appreciate it. Vast majority of the ulama of the opinion that Laylatul Qadr comes every year on the 27th night. And so we should look for it in every odd night, in the even nights also of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. We should really devote it for that. But in any case, we should not miss out on this night. And few simple directives by which all can get great benefit. We make our Isha with Jamaat, our Fajr with Jamaat. It is like we made the whole night Ibadat. And we made the whole night in Laylatul Qadr. Our deen is very easy. More than that, let us try and read the last ruku of Ali Imran, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, in the fourth supara, just before the surah towards the end, the last ruku. A person who reads that gets the sawab of making ibadat the whole night. Try and read Alif Lam Mim Sajda, which is in the 21st supara, and Tabarak al-Ladhi, the first surah of 29th supara, between Maghrib and Isha. It is recorded in the hadith. A person who reads it between Maghrib and Isha gets the sawab of making ibadat in the night of Laylatul Qadr. So the whole year we should try and do that. Every night of the year we can get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. And we do it in this night, we will also get the sawab. Then try and be very regular with our miswak. By miswak, the value of namaz is inna salata bisiwak afdalu min sab'ina salatan biduna siwakin. It's more better than 70, more better, not equal to. So whatever ibadat we will make, it will be much more better, the reward will be much more greater. So these are a few things, and the famous main dua, and we can also try and understand the value of this amal, that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I find Laylatul Qadr, what should I ask Allah for? It's a night when du'as are readily accepted. The whole month of Ramadan, all the nights of Ramadan, then the last 10 nights, and then this night here, is the du'as are very much accepted. We should ask everything from Allah. And the main thing is, our Shaykh said, ask Allah, we ask Him for Him. If He becomes ours, we've got everything. And He must make us His. Kun lana waj'alna lak. Become ours and make us yours. If Allah makes us His, then everything is also done. But the dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Try and read that dua like that. If you want to add sometimes in between, Kareem, people have added the word, but the hadith words are so much. Allahumma innaka afuun, you are an embodiment of forgiveness. You are forgiveness. You love to forgive. Allah just loves to forgive. And forgiveness is a very great thing. If we get forgiveness, a person can die with iman. But if his gunas are not forgiven, he will have to face the consequences. If a person dies as a shaheed, but he has got gunas of hukukul ibad, the rights of fellow people, owing people money, etc., he will have to answer for that. But if you die without gunas, then your journey is just wonderful. So we must make lot dua. So that is a special dua for this night. So we should try and read it. If we can read it abundantly, otherwise at one time, read it 300 times. Many ulama, for even excessive durood, they have suggested 313 times. So all this, what we have to do in excessiveness, trying to read 313 times. Beg Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to not waste a single moment of this night. From the time, from Maghrib time, the sunset, right up to Subah Sadiq. This is the most valuable night in the whole year's in the calendar, the whole year's calendar. This is the most valuable night. Let us not lose out in this night. The sawabs are not only multiplied, they are not magnified, they are not glorified. There isn't a word to say how much the sawab for amal is. And if a person gets this night, he has got everything. If we went to sleep, no problem also, but make the sleep also ibadat. Sleep with wudu. Read our du'as, etc. And make du'a to Allah, every moment of my sleep, you fill it up with good deeds also. You are absolute. Everything is, you just write down for me full good deeds in every moment of my sleep and then extend it, my whole life. Every moment of my life, you fill it up where you write down good deeds. And Allah does that for whom He wants to. And so we beg of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq. Another thing is, it is the ulama or the people in Syria before all this COVID and the Arab Spring and that, when they were the good pious days, when people should bring their children to the ulama for dua, for tahniq, etc. The ulama there, the great pious ulama, great ulama they were. They should advise them that tell the women folk when they cook food, they must read 100 times Durood Sharif and then blow in the food. By that the children and the whole family, the children will become great huffaz, ulama, qurra, asfiya, atqiya, great qualities Allah will give them. So we have prepared a little glass timer. 2 minutes it takes, because for women to count while they're cooking is difficult. And they can time it. They time many things. They put in the microwave for so long. But to make it more easy, we have prepared a little glass timer. We got that. And we are giving it out. It's a 2 minute glass timer. And in 2 minutes, the shortest durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can be managed very comfortably. In fact, a little bit extra. So it will be a reminder also if they put it on the stove. And they can, the timing also, sometimes they forget that when did I start or what. So with that, it's very, very easy. So we are giving that out. We have given it out. Many brothers have them already. Those that don't have them, and especially those that are from foreign countries and do not usually cannot make it for the majlis, inshallah, it will be given to those brothers. And the other brothers, we were there more, getting ready, perhaps in about a month's time. Every one of us trying to get it, contact us, and we will give it to you, and you want to give it to other people in your town also, ulama, friends, etc., then it will be appreciated very greatly. So try and do that also, so that Durood Sharif, the main ingredient that comes in the food is Durood Sharif. Then see the great difference in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq. The ayat kareema I've recited, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those people who have brought iman, as iman is required, and do the amal salihah, as it is required. And the greatest in amal salihah is namaz. Those who do this properly, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّ. Allah Ta'ala, Rahman. And there is an indication in this that because Allah is so merciful, so kind, so compassionate, that is why Allah's name, Rahman, is used there. Allah will make for those people. Allah will make for those people love. And love, yeah, hasn't been defined for where. So it is for everywhere. Allah will create the love. There will be only love for such a person. And the explanation comes, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hadrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, has given a very good exposition of this ayat, that this love, when Allah loves a person, our duty, iman, amal-i-saliha. And main in i'amali saliha, namazes, all the other amal also. Then Allah will create love for that person. You don't have to ask your wife a million times whether she loves you. You must make iman amali saliha. Then the amount she is going to love you, and she won't be able to help but to express that love also. She shows it all the time. All the khidmat she makes of her husband, she will even express it in various ways. So Allah will create that love. So when that happens, then Allah Ta'ala declares to Jibreel alayhi salam, I love so and so, you also love him. Then Jibreel alayhi salam loves him. Then Jibreel alayhi salam announces to all the angels, Allah loves so and so, I also love him, you all also love him. Then all the angels love that person. And then that love is extended until it is put in all the creation also. Even animals, they also start loving that person. All the creation loves that person. And we find who we call the Abuzurgan-e-Din. People don't know them from anywhere, but they just have love for them. And this love is such a thing that, for example, you'll see somebody at the airport, you know him from nowhere, but you see your heart will just incline towards him. When Allah puts this love, it goes. And it goes into the believers also, non-believers also. They also start loving that person. Even where in the authorities, in the governments, they were asked to punish these people. They also hated to do it. But as their duty, they did it. But they also had love for those people. And what great karamat, extraordinary feats Allah Ta'ala shows at their hands. So then that love spreads and it comes into everyone. Then it comes that the closest a person gets to Allah Ta'ala is by the faraiz, fulfilling the commands of Allah. Namaz is our most important faridah. And then all other faraiz, fasting, zakat, hajj, all our faraiz. By that a person comes the closest to Allah Ta'ala. But the faraiz are all limited. Faraz rozas are only in Ramadan. Unless with the details a person makes a vow, etc. But otherwise, basically, faraz rozas are only, namazes are only 5 times a day. And fajr only 2 rakats. No matter how much you might enjoy that day's fajr, and you ask the imam to make it 4 rakats today, it can't be done. Zuhr is only 4. Your Isha, you're enjoying, the imam can't read 5 rakats for you, or 6. They are all, they are limited. Only 1 faraz for each time. Fajr, only the 2 rakats. We can't read more faraz. Only the 2 we can read. Zuhr, if you want to make it again with another jamaat, you can make it as a nafal, but not as a faraz. So faraz is limited. And then Allah Ta'ala, but the faraz is the greatest you gain closeness to. So our faraz, 100% we must look after them. All our faraiz. Be very particular. And then a person carries on through nawafil. Then a person carries on through nafal ibadat. And he becomes closer and closer to Allah. So much that he becomes the eyes by which Allah sees, which comes in the hadith Sharif. He becomes the tongue by which Allah speaks. He becomes the hands by which Allah touches and holds. The meaning of this, ignorant Sufis, jahils, have given complete wrong meanings which have got shirk in them. They say that Allah comes into that person. How the Christians believe Allah came into Jesus. And he became God himself. Na'uzu billah. So nobody become, that is a complete wrong meaning. And that Allah Ta'ala comes into you? No. And you claim now that I'm Allah. Or you don't say it openly with your words, but with your actions, the way you carry on. I know ilmul ghaib. I know the things of the unseen, etc. I control matters. I control people. There are many such people who have got such things. So that is completely wrong. The right meaning is that Allah comes into that person. The first correct meaning, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has explained, that now Allah protects your eyes. Now you won't look at haram anymore. Allah protects your tongue. You won't backbite. You won't swear. You won't use filthy language. Allah protects your ears. You won't hear wrong. All the parts of the body Allah protects. Many of us, we want our islah to be done. Just make sure we make our nawafil. And then Allah will protect us. And we know we can't protect ourselves. The reality is only la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power to do good, no power to stay away from evil, but by Allah's help. So our nawafil, that is the one thing. The second meaning is Allah will put barakat in all these things. When we will excel with our nawafil, and read more, as much as more we will read. And nafil, there is no limit to it. Of course, not makruh times, etc., sunrise, sunset, zawal time, and late, just before maghrib, can't read nafil, all the details of it. But otherwise, nafil, there are no limits. You can read as much as you want to. And when you want to, day, night, you can be engaged in nafil. So by that, Allah Ta'ala will put barakat in all these things. And then you will see that just you do, you make no real effort also. Even your shop, your job, your anything, you'll just do little bit, but you'll just see a lot of barakat will come. And all of us, we want barakat also. We want to stay away from gunas also, but we find I just failed. Many of us have written also, Ramzan, alhamdulillah, I stayed away. But what's going to happen after Ramzan? Again, I'll be in the environment out there. I get involved, temptation. Just see to our nawafil. One major means by which Allah will keep us, the things which we think are impossible for us to stay away from. Then barakat in all those things. And then the third explanation, which ulama have given also, that Allah Ta'ala helps you in all your tasks. Just to give an understanding of that explanation, Harun al-Rashid's son, Harun al-Rashid was a king. But as a king, he was that pious king, where today perhaps we find a pious, ordinary person, a pious, religious person. While he was a king, 100 rakats of nafil namaz, per day he should make. As a king he should make. And then all his other ibadat also. Great, great. He should go for hajj every second year and sponsor the hajj of so many ulama who he should take with. The year he should not be going for hajj, the second year, he should sponsor ulama and give them expenses for the hajj that they can do a Lord's hajj. Very, very comfortable. He was very pious. His son was a person, again, even more higher, the prince. Not an ordinary person, some big buzurg, the prince. His condition was, he was upset with his father, that his father is too much in dunya. That father with all those qualities, he said he's too much in dunya. So the ministers in the kingdom, in the court, in the palace, they spoke among themselves, and they told Harun al-Rashid, this king, the son of yours, has brought humiliation to you. He has brought you down in front of the other king. Because he was at that level, his dressing he was not wearing. No, the clothes of a king, of a prince, etc. Just his little one shawl on top and his lungi at the bottom. And a big amama. Oh, not like a beautifully fastened also. Just wrapped around his head. And he was just a malan. He was just out of this world. So the king called him and told him, my son, you have brought disgrace to me. The people are talking that what kind is your prince? He's the prince and how he dresses, how he can. He said, oh, my father, you have brought disgrace to me. And then there was a bird sitting. He ordered the bird to come to him. Immediately the bird flew. And then after it came, sat on his shoulder, he said, told the bird, go back. It went. He says, this is what we are here. We control everything. Allah puts it, when you be man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. Then he said, I can't stay with you anymore. He went, he left the home. Then the king told his wife, Zubaydah, that give him this one very precious ring. That maybe he'll come into difficulty. He's a young boy, as parents will speak, he's in Josh now. He got too much of, he's thinking, he's very pious, he'll come in difficulties. He can use this ring to sort himself out. he went away, and there he went, then there was Abu Amir, a great buzurg, and he went there to the other town, Kufa most probably it was. He went there, and like now also we find, especially like on a Saturday morning, people who want to do work, they sit at a certain place. You need a plumber, you need a builder, and they are sitting there, you go, you pick them up, and they work for you. So he went and he sat with them as a builder, constructor. So Abu Amir needed some work to be done by his house, also a great buzurg. So he saw him, he asked him, will you work? He said, I'm sitting here for work, I'm ready for work. So he said that my wages, only so much I will accept. He stipulated it. Not 1 cent more I will take, not 1 cent less. And at namaz times, I don't work. When namaz time come, finish, I don't work. And if you want me to work for that, it's all right. So he went, he worked. And at the end of the day, when he paid him, he saw he did 10 people's work. So he told, he wanted to pay him extra. He said, no, my condition, I only take so much. And that was just enough for him for the week. His very, very basic expense, little eating, drinking, very basic. So he said, okay. He took his wages, he went. So he was very impressed. Next week he went and picked him up again. And he only worked on a Saturday. No other day he worked. And also with all that conditions only. So he went and picked him up. He said, you'll work. He said, yes, I'm ready. I'm here for work. So he took him. But this time he hid away to see how did he, a young boy like this, do 10 people's work. And if you see him outwardly, he's not worth doing. He'll do no work. He's not worth any work. He's a bekar, useless person. He won't be able to do any. But 10 people's work. So when he watched, he saw that the bricks just come up themselves. The daga, the mortar that we use, sand and water and cement and that to join the brick, they just come and he's just there like supervising. That's all what he's doing. So this is what Allah will put. When we do, the more you become closer to Allah by nawafil, all your work, you'll just like, just little bit here with your eyes, not even your computer, just with your eyes and just little finger indications, and you'll see what you couldn't, what 10 people can't do, 100 people can't do, so much Allah will give you. This is all if we engage in nawafil. So, and the sad part is, we have defined nafal, that if you want to, you do it, you get sawab, if you don't want to, you don't do it. That's not the definition of nafal at all. That's the hukam, the order of nafal. That if you want to do it, you get sawab, all these great benefits. And if you don't want all that benefit, then you don't do it. The nafal is the definition of it is that by the means of which you become closer and closer, and Allah takes over all your matters. You get saved from all gunas. And Allah puts barakat in all your things. Where you go, therefore till today, we find people want buzurgs to come to their houses. They want the child, read and blow on the child. Come to our shop, make dua for us. You yourself become a buzurg. And just with your nafals, making ihtimam, making sure we make our nafals. Just do that and see how much Allah will give. And Allah will aid us in all our work also. So Allah give us tawfiq. So in our nafals, at least with our 5 times daily namaz, the nafals that are there. If it's Fajr, there are no nafal namazes. Zohar, 4 sunnat-e-mu'akkada, 4 faras, 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada, there are 2 nafals. There are so many good people who have told us, we are alims, we are imams, but we never read the 2 nafal in our lives. Yeah, the fact of the matter should be that I never left it out in my life. We should give it that importance. So try and read those 4. The 4 sunnats before Asr. They are sunnats ghair muakkada. And they are the most important of the sunnats which are ghair muakkada. Of the sunnats which are muakkada, the Fajr 2 sunnats are the most important. But ghair muakkada, they are also like in the category of nafal. But we should read them. And this year, one great king, one great buzurg, when he passed away, he made wasiyat. That person must make my janazah namaz, who never missed takbir-e-ula, who never missed his 4 sunnats of asr. and whose eyes he never looked at a ghair mahram. So nobody was coming front. A great, great ulama, buzur, mashayikh. Then the king of the time came forward. And he said, my sheikh, he exposed my secrets today. That the king of the time was such caliber, never masjid takbir-e-ula. Never masjid for sunnat, so important these are. And he never ever looked at a ghair mahram since he became baligh. Such qualities of the kings of that time. So he performed the janazah namaz. Here in Azadwal, in COVID time, there was one friend of ours, he's here, and doctor passed away, and the doctor made wasiyat. That person must make my janazah namaz, who never missed his takbir-e-ula for the past certain amount of years. So nobody was going front also. Then one businessman, he went forward. And he only once he missed his takbir-e-ula, and then Allah's system works, and there was some mistake in the namaz, and he had to repeat the namaz. So he got his takbir-e-ula. My ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Saldus Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, once told me, he says, if your niyat is you want to remake your namaz with jamaat, Allah will make the means for it. Your niyat sincerely in your heart, and you want to make with takbir-e-ula, Allah will make it easy for you. But if you want, and this is also Allah's system, if we don't want to, Allah makes excuses come in our lives. And like the munafiqeen, they don't want to go out for jihad. Allah makes it that problems come, and Allah says, I make them sit. I don't want them to go out. If we are sincere, Allah opens the way. So those nafals we should try and read. Then other very important nafals also, we should try and read if we want all this goodness. If we want wilayat, it is through nafals that we get it. And yeah, every person, how much more he wants to. Like you've got an afternoon free, a day free, etc. So read nafal namazas. Why we want to watch this movie now? We want to get involved in that. Read nafal namazas. Where we, ulama, will make some mutala, study some kitabs, write some kitabs. MashaAllah, marhaba. But also make some nafils also. Also, yeah, very, very important to understand is that deen itself and the effort of deen. Today, normally, like we introduce some alim also, that Maulana has given his whole life for deen. Maulana did this and that, all for deen. But how much of deen is in Maulana's life? The effort of deen is very, very meritorious, very great. But compared to deen itself, it's just like a shadow. The deen itself is the most valuable. And all the effort is for the deen. Maulana Ibrahim Deula, Jazahumullah Khair, Damat Barakatum, MashaAllah, he explained it very beautifully. He said the dua after adhan. Adhan is the calling, the da'wat of namaz. And the dua is Allahumma Rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. It's da'wat tamma. Complete da'wat. We might think it's not a complete da'wat. Da'wat, many more things to say. But Nabi alayhi salam declared it da'wat tamma. What is our thinking? Our thinking is nothing. It's da'wat tamma. But a person, he says, only gives azan. And he gives 10 azans after that. Forget him, you bring him to the masjid, you'll take him to the med hospital. That he's just giving azan all the time. Yeah, namaz is finished, he's still giving azan. Same with wuzu if a person makes. Wuzu and azan, the value, if the whole chapters are devoted in the kitabs of hadith to the great virtues of azan. So great it is. Like that, every effort in itself is great. Very, very, very great. But compared to deen itself, that is the object, then that just becomes like a shadow. It falls away on the side. Deen is the important thing. So we must make effort. So all our efforts that we are making for deen, mubarak. We must carry on. But see how much of deen is coming in my life. That is what is going to the most valuable. That how much of my namazes and proper namazes I'm making. How much of zikr I've got. How much of dua I've got. These are amal. And more greater than amal are sifat, qualities. Nowhere did Allah Ta'ala expound, declare that His help is with amal. Amal, like namaz, the greatest amal. But nowhere we will find inna allaha ma'al musallin. Roza is such a great thing. Allah loves it. He Himself becomes the reward of roza. But nowhere we will find inna allaha ma'al sa'imin. That Allah is with those people who keep roza, who make namaz, all the amal, the sifat, the qualities which we don't even think that we have to reach there. And like, inna allaha ma'al ladhina taqaw, wal ladhina hum muhsinun. Allah is with those people who have got taqwa. Allah is with those people who have got sifat ihsan in them. The kindness, generosity, the ibadat, as though they are seeing Allah. If not, then at least that they realize Allah is watching me. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah is with those people who make sabr. And all these qualities are such. Namaz, we made now asr namaz. 8-10 minutes normally our faras takes. We are in namaz only for that time. Nafal we make 5 minutes, 10 minutes, we made a long nafal namaz, 15 minutes, only for that time. But the sifat are continuously with you. Even when you are sleeping, your iman is with you. Even if you go to toilet, your iman is with you. Wherever you are, your iman is with you. So the sifat, your taqwa, you're a generous person. Even when you're sleeping, you're still a generous person. You're not a namazi when you are sleeping. If it's at night, you're not a rozedar. You haven't got roza. But you are a generous person. All the and Allah's full help is with the sifat. So we must not also, while we are here, that we're only looking towards our amal. We normally, unfortunately, we just look at asbab, the means. And the kuffar, the whole life is in haram means. And we should be looking, if we do, in jais, asbab, and as long as we take them as asbab means. If we take them as the goal, the object, then that becomes shirk. Medicine is permissible. But when you take it, that it is a means to get shifa. When you take it that my medicine will give me shifa, you made it a god now. Then that becomes shirk. That is now not permissible also. Your job to earn a living is 100% permissible. But as a means, if you take my job is giving me my rosy, then that becomes shirk now. And when we make our zikr of all the other muraqabas, each one we should make. For example, many people are on medication. They living on medication. But when they say, La ilaha, they should make this muraqabah, my medication doesn't give me shifa. Illallah, only Allah gives me my shifa. I got a shop, La ilaha, my shop doesn't give me my rosy. Illallah, only Allah gives me my rosy. I'm jobbing, I got a job, La ilaha, take out that, my job doesn't give me my rosy. Only Allah Ta'ala, Allah give us tawfiq. Then there are other nawafil which Allah has prescribed for us through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One is Ishraq Namaz. We should try and make a habit of making our Ishraq Namaz. Yeah, in Ramadan, Fajr is early usually, so it's not so easy. But even then, try in Ramadan. And out of Ramadan, also we should try and keep up. A person who makes this Ishraq Namaz, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who makes this Ishraq Namaz gets the sawab of Hajj and Umrah. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam repeated 3 times, Tam, 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 full, full, full. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam knew the Ummah will doubt. 2 rakats of Ishraq Namaz and full Hajj and Umrah. No booking of tickets, no 100,000 rand, 200,000 rand, hotel booking, airfares, etc. No, all the waiting. Just your 2 rakats. How can? So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam repeated it 3 times. Full, full, full Hajj and Umrah sawab. So lot of the sawab. Your Ishraq Namaz, a person who performs another 2 rakat, Allah Ta'ala fulfills all his needs for the day. On one occasion, one group of mujahideen went out for jihad. They came back very quickly and with a very huge earning the booty of war, the spoils of war, lot they had earned. So the Sahaba came and speak to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, astonished, this group here, they went for a little while, and they returned. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam again saw here a lesson, that he saw my Sahaba's inclination towards dunya. Immediately he turned them towards deen. Must I not show you something more valuable? 2 rakats of Ishraq Namaz, more better than all that what they had earned. 2 rakats of Ishraq Namaz, when the sun rises, and all the gold and silver, the valuables of the world the sun shines on, more valuable than that are 2 rakats of Ishraq Namaz, than all the valuables of the in the dunya. You spend it in the path of Allah. That is when it becomes value. More valuable are 2 rakat. So we should try and make our way Ishraq. Then Chashk Namaz, round about 11 o'clock before Zawal time, the middle of the day, zenith of the sun, 1 hour before more or less, at that time, it's Zawal time. But ulama, they are of the view that the time of Ishraq, just when it's about 10, 15 minutes after sunrise, 12, 13 minutes, it starts then and it lasts right till the zenith of the sun, till the end of Zawal time. And also, the minute you finish your Ishraq, your Zawal time, your Chashk Namaz time starts. There are those ulama of the view that Chashk and Ishraq Namaz is the same Namaz. So very easy, practically, we finish 2 rakats of Ishraq, make another 2 rakats with the niyat of Chashk. So your Chashk will also be done, and all the sawabs of Ishraq also you will get. And if you could not do it at that time in the morning, about 15 minutes after sunrise, then till before Zawal time, make your Ishraq and Chashk, make it. That the best time for Ishraq is just at that time, about 13 minutes after sunrise. And the permissible time is right through till Zawal time. And the best time for Zawal is about an hour before, for Chashk Namaz, hour before Zawal time. But if the time starts already, yeah, as soon as you finish your Ishraq, your Zawal time starts. Chashk Namaz, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are 360 joints in the body. For each joint, you should give every day sadaqah. And to give sadaqah means that you will be prevented from all the harms. And we know how lot problems we got. Heat problems, replacement, knee replacement, back problems, spine, very, very delicate operation, spine operation. The solution, all of it is in Chashk Namaz. Allah, we do that. So there is 360 joints. So the Sahaba also felt it hard. 360 sadaqah. Even if a person got the money to look for 360 people, whole day you'll be just be doing no other work, only giving sadaqah. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, 2 rakats of Chashk Namaz gives you that full reward of the sadaqah for all the 360 joints. And really, those who have got back problems, spine, knee problems, hip problems, other joint problems, start with your sadaqah. Also, the third kalima is sadaqah for all the joints of the body. Those who have got joint problems, read a lot. Third kalima, and see how Allah will take away these things. These are the true means. The true amal are the true things. And greater than amal, Allah take us to sifat, qualities also. So our Chashk Namaz, we try and be regular with that. Chashk, Ishraq is between 2 and 4 rakats. Chashk is between 2 and 12 rakats. At least once in a life, we should try and read 12 rakats. We're not even making chashk. At least once in a life make chashk. And those who are making, at least once in a life make it 12 times. When we are free. Our free doesn't mean we're going to a resort. Now our namazes, so we are free from namazes. Now our free time, one person was seen in a shepherd looking after his animals in the jungle. Then hot day. So somebody asked him, how are you at discussion? He was fasting. On this hot day, he said, so it's a free day. I just have to watch my animals. I'm sitting under the shade of the tree. So I made use of my free time. So this is how we must use our free time. Not pass it in all other pursuits, wrong things, haram things, going to funny places. No, we spend it in the path of Allah, in the ibadat of Allah. So we, Allah give us tawfiq. Then there are other namazes, inshallah, Ishra Awwabin also, and Tahajjud namaz. All are very easy to do. And the returns are so great. In view of the return, it's hardly any effort from us. For dunya, we are making so much effort. We really got the stick by the wrong end. We're making so much effort for dunya, and we get nothing really. Only worry, sorrow, depression, anxiety, and need. So easy. And you get solace, peace, and you get everything in it. Make deen. That is why we are in this dunya, for deen, not for dunya. We watching the kuffar, we became like them. We had to make them like us. We had to guide them. But we following them in all the, and we following them in the wrong things. And we are depriving them of following the right things. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.